Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
All right, we told you a TV star had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't huge on this show, but the star of Benson has passed away at 89 years old. Robert Guillaume.
Yes, pronounce it correctly, Guillaume.
Thank you.
It's spelled Guillaume. Guillaume, and it's not easy to spell.
No, it's not easy to spell or pronounce.
No, not easy at all.
He was, of course, Benson on the show Benson, but let's not forget that the character of Benson was born on another program.
A better program. This was... Yeah.
So
maybe the greatest television show of all time.
I would highly disagree with you.
Oh, it's
but
so good.
It was a noteworthy show. I mean, it was pretty crazy for its time. Yeah.
Groundbreaking and way too controversial.
Did it not have a gay character, right? Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, yeah.
Yeah, that was groundbreaking for the time.
Now, see, again, this is one of those things when people talked about Ellen being the first openly gay character on television.
Nope.
She was, no, not at all.
No,
Billy Crystal played a gay character. Kissed the guy on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he was. So I'm just saying, he was dating a football player. That was another opportunity.
That's right.
A football player who was gay.
That's right.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, Soap was an interesting show. I mean, Benson's character was born on that show, and then they created a whole show around it.
Right, yeah. It was a spinoff. It was a situation where the spinoff was, and it was way tamer, because Soap was so,
it was
out of control.
Well, there was a lot of people on Soap who went on to big things. Richard Mulligan, who was sort of the goofy guy on Soap, was then the father on Empty Nest, I think, and then was also on The Golden Girls. He always played somebody who was perpetually confused.
Yeah, he played General Custer in Little Big Man, too, the Dustin Hoffman movie.
Yeah, he's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Catherine Hellman.
Oh,
the incredibly stacked Catherine Hellman.
She went on to Who's the Boss, the Tony Danza show.
Oh, my God, what a rack on that chick. I'm sorry, I'm going to objectify Catherine Hellman.
Yeah, no.
Because oh, my goodness.
I agree. No.
One of the greatest sets in Hollywood.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ted Wass was in the show Soap, who became the dad on Blossom.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Wass.
I'll go with that one right there. Of course, the aforementioned Billy Crystal. We talked about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's done tons of stuff.
A young Robert Urich.
Yeah.
Was on.
Dantana from Vegas,
yeah. Obviously. The announcer was Rod Roddy, who went on to be the Price is Right announcer.
And Doris Roberts, who was the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond, was on that show also.
Yep.
It's a big show.
Scott Baio's less talented brother, Jimmy, was on the show, which was kind of neat.
Now that we're into Baio's, let's get back to Robert Guillaume.
Yeah, Robert Guillaume. I mean, we could go down there. There's a whole bunch of people that were on, like Sorrel Brooke, who was Boss Hogg.
Yeah,
was on that show. It was a lot of
talented TV actors.
Yes, and it went on pretty good. But Robert Guillaume. Here's the thing I wanted to tell you. I mean, we were talking about this. He was also historic in that he was a Broadway trained actor, and he actually appeared on Broadway, the first black Phantom of the Opera.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Phantom of the Opera stage production on Broadway, Robert Guillaume actually played the Phantom, and he was black, obviously.
But half his face was white
because of the mask, yes, okay.
You know, another thing Robert Guillaume did, a lot of parents will know this, he was Rafiki in the movie The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yes, the past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah, you see? So what are you going to do?
Yeah, Robert Guillaume, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it was a great voice and a great character in that movie.
Yeah, super talented guy.
Yeah.
He was 89. I didn't even know he was that old.
89 years old.
I mean, it makes sense.
And I like this. His wife said he died like most people would want to, with his loved ones around him in his sleep.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
He was kind of nice.
Robert Guillaume was awesome. And he was in a bunch of other things that, you know, you would see. You know who he is. Well, a very prominent actor, very talented actor.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody that has a bad word to say about him.
Except maybe the major in Soap. Yes, and also the people trying to pronounce his name today.
Yeah, some young kid who's never even heard of him. It's just, you know.
Robert Guillaume.
Robert Guillaume.
Boy, as I look up at the monitor in the studio here, Jeff Flake is all over the news. And if you don't know why, it's because
it was a big deal is what that was.
Yeah. One of our senators from Arizona announced yesterday that he would not be seeking re-election. Now, just leaving the obvious politics aside, do you think most people in Arizona even know who Jeff Flake is?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like 50% of Americans don't know who the vice president is.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. What do you think? See, I have my own ideas. I think people should absolutely know the president, the vice president, their governor, and their mayor, at the very least.
I think there are seven things you should know. Okay. Seven. All right. Ready?
What?
President, Vice President, Secretary of State, Speaker of the House.
People wouldn't know the Secretary of State.
I'm just telling you. These are the ones that you should know. This is the line of succession. President, Vice President, Secretary of State, Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House is before the Secretary of State.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just using. Those are the four that you should know.
Okay.
You should know your two senators. All right? That's six. And you should know your governor.
What about the mayor, though?
Nah.
The mayor of your town.
Nah. See, no, because I live in Chandler and I have no idea who the mayor is, but I know who the mayor of Phoenix is. Because like everyone else, if you go into another part of the country, people go, where are you from? You go, Chandler, Arizona. They go, where the hell is that? You go, Phoenix. And they go, oh, who's
right.
the mayor?
Like, so you don't know who the mayor of Chandler is.
When I lived in Boston, I knew who the mayor of Boston was, but I lived in a couple places outside of Boston, like Framingham, Massachusetts, stuff like that. I had no idea who the mayor is. I don't care. I'm the mayor. Who cares? Who cares who the mayor is? What does a mayor get done for you, really?
Probably more than the president.
I understand that, yeah. but I mean, when it's all said and done, how often do you sit down and work and sit down and go, Jesus, the mayor just acting up again today? You know what I mean?
J. Tibbs Schrainey from Mayor.
That's
from Chandler.
That's the mayor of Chandler?
The tipster, Mr. Tibbs. Yeah.
Look at you. Let me get you vote in your civic elections, don't you?
Some of them.
Yeah, I've kind of figured,
The ones I know about.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay, I think we have Chris here.
All right, great.
Chris, where are you from?
Mesa.
Who's the president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Jay Who's Trump. Your vice president?
Mike Pence.
Who is the Speaker of the House?
Don't know that one.
How about the Secretary of State?
General something, something, something.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, you really nailed it there. You narrowed it down to...
General Malaise.
Yes.
Yes.
Misinformation.
Who are your two senators here in Arizona, your senators in Washington?
McCain and Flake. Well, Flake not for long, but McCain.
Yes. Okay. Who's the governor of your state?
Ducey.
Who's the mayor of Mesa, your town?
Couldn't tell you that.
All right.
All right, nice.
All right, we were just curious about those things. I guess asking you for the minority whip in the Senate is out of the question.
Yeah, definitely don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
You know, by just a point of parliamentary procedure here, Jeff Flake is going to finish his term.
Yeah, he's still a senator
for another year and a half.
Yeah. But he will be frisked on the way out every day to make sure he's not stealing.
Right, exactly,
stuff,
yeah.
The fountain pens, et cetera.
But now he's going to go nuts now. I bet you... any amount of money now between him and McCain and I guess Bob Corker, who's also not rerunning.
Right.
Those three guys. Now, the president can't afford to lose more than two votes on any, legislative action that he's trying to get. He's got three enemies now.
Yep.
It's going to get ugly. It's going to be entertaining as hell, but nothing is going to get done, just so you know. We're not going to get anything done. There's going to be more fighting.
Three guys who no longer have any Fs to give.
Three men and a baby. Part three.
By the way, the mayor of Mesa... I don't know how you say it. It's either John Giles or John Giles.
Jay Giles?
There you go.
Jay Giles is the mayor of Mesa?
Nice.
I'm moving.
I'm reading this email. The guy says, hey, let's not forget the first lady. I definitely know who she is.
Oh, now, melanoma. She's great. Yeah.
We were just talking about, Jeff Flake saying he's not going to run for Senate again, one of our Arizona senators, and how I don't think a lot of people even know who he is. And I don't think a lot of people know who their own mayor is.
I would agree there. That much I would agree.
And the statistics are always shockingly high on how few Americans know who the vice president is, whatever administration it is.
Well, the vice president doesn't really do anything.
But you should know who
he is. He just has to be there. He's like the backup quarterback. He's holding the clipboard.
Yes, he is, but you should know who he is.
Right. Come on. I get it, yeah. No, I mean, I know who he is. He's Race Bannon from Johnny Quest, right?
Right, right.
He's Cotton Hill from King,
from
of, the
King
Hill.
Of the Hill.
Yeah.
Yep, Mike Pence.
Yep.
Now, this guy agrees with me, right?
All right.
Hey, so I just don't understand how people don't know the names of those figures you were asking about. I mean, if you're even half awake and paying a quarter of attention to the news, those names are in the news all the time.
Yeah, and you need, I think at one point, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point you needed to know who the president, vice president, speaker of the house, secretary of state, your two senators, your governor were, just to graduate the sixth grade.
I think so.
All right.
All right, so who's the secretary of state?
Rex Tillerson.
There you go.
All right, speaker of the house?
Paul Ryan.
And who is the ranking Democrat on the Senate subcommittee?
Oh, the ranking Democrat on the that be?
What subcommittee? You didn't even name a subcommittee.
I know. We don't know. We don't know.
Okay.
Now, the question is, do you know what a Senate subcommittee is?
Yeah, they're the ones that are supposed to review bills before they're presented to the full Senate.
No, no. That's the group that goes to Quiznos to get lunch for everybody. That's a Senate subcommittee.
Actually, you're wrong, Mark. Okay. That's the group of people that make sure that your $5 foot long is, in fact, 12 inches long. We don't have any regulations. We'll have anarchy.
That's your Senate subcommittee. So you learned something today.
Yeah,
we're learned something new today.
Yep.
We're here to educate as well as entertain.
We're glad you joined us today. Hope you're making your way to work well.
Every once in a while, you know, when you're already at work, I've seen this before where you're just sitting there at a red light or something. You just see somebody tapping the steering wheel or singing along to the radio.
Yeah, like,
I always find that's always fun to see.
Like that, it's such an annoying commercial, but that one with Sweet Caroline where the guy's belting it out in his car.
I hate that song too.
I know why you bring that up because this is such a funny, it's such a random, stupid story.
Yeah.
A guy in Canada.
They don't have the kind of freedoms we do here in the United States, apparently.
I guess they don't.
It's illegal.
And it might be okay in this instance.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
He was fined $149 for being in traffic with his windows open and singing this song too loudly.
Now, I'm sure he wasn't singing it as well.
No.
You know what I mean?
But no, he was too loud with it.
He was just, you know. Apparently, he was screaming, though, and it sounded like he was in trouble or something like that and created a public nuisance.
Yes.
So, you know.
So he was fined $149 for that.
Yeah.
Now,
which seems a little bit excessive, don't you think?
Well, it seems kind of random, too.
Right.
But we actually did some research here, and
right,
there are very specific fines for different songs in Canada. That one's $149. This one is $159.
Okay, hit it. Let's go. This is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky.
Here we go.
It's tricky.
To rock around, to rock around.
Yeah, that's $159 right there.
I love this song.
This song is hilarious.
You know who's in this video?
Who?
Penn and Teller.
Okay.
A very young Penn and Teller.
This is Run DMC, of course.
Of course it is. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Run DMC.
That's right.
Go figure how that worked out.
So that's $159.
Yeah.
This one is $169.
Well, yeah. And there's a reason for it, because it takes forever to get to.
Rico. Suave.
Also, there's a caveat to that one, too. If you get caught singing that one in Canada, they will remove you from your vehicle and immediately curb stomp you.
Right.
So you lose your upper teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there are any others they have on that list. I think this one might be $179.
No, this one is actually, this is, you have what they like to call diplomatic immunity, because who can't get excited when this happens? Right? You know what I mean? You roll your windows down, you're stuck in traffic right now. Yeah, there are some words to the song at some point.
Yeah, I have a question, though.
Okay, and that question would be what?
Y'all ready for this?
Okay, all right.
Yes.
But so, yeah. You know what I love about this? I love the fact that song, and it's been around forever, but that song is known as Y'all Ready for This, but in parentheses, Space Jam theme.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what everybody knows it from, is Space Jam, right
Y'all
there.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, every once in a while you get... you know, in Washington, this is a big one. What do you mean? You're looking at me like you don't know this song.
What is this?
It's a huge song.
Oh, Hail to the Chief.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right, yes.
He's the one we all say hail to.
Right.
Yeah. I hate this.
Oh, you know, we just got word. You know, he was in his well into his 80s, I believe.
He was 89.
89.
Yeah.
Same age as Robert Guillaume. We told you this morning that Robert Guillaume, who was Benson, passed away. But also just got word. I think it happened over the weekend.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
But word spreading that Fats Domino.
Finally.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I mean, the guy's a legend. Blueberry Hill. You know, Ain't That a Shame by Cheap Trick on Live at Budokan.
Yeah.
It's a Fats Domino song.
I'm Walking. 16,
I'm Walking was, yeah.
16, Beautiful in Mind.
Was that Fats Domino's,
I think,
too?
I believe so, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, he did. He was, I lived in Louisiana for a while, in New Orleans, and he lived in the lower Ninth Ward, which is like the ghetto area of Louisiana. He lived there forever.
Right.
And he went missing during Hurricane Katrina. He was like, because he didn't evacuate. He was one of the guys, you know, they told everybody to evacuate. His wife was really sick at the time, so he stayed at the house with his wife, went missing. Somebody actually spray painted on his door that he had passed. So people thought Fats Domino was dead. And it turns out he was in a shelter in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and then was taken out of the shelter by, believe it, of all these people, Jamarcus Russell, who was the quarterback. He was a quarterback for the Raiders, but he actually was at LSU at the time. Jamarcus Russell dated Fats Domino's granddaughter.
That's a crazy story.
So they pulled Fats Domino out of the shelter in Baton Rouge. He was living at Jamarcus Russell's apartment for a couple of days. Nobody knew where Fats Domino was. People assumed he was dead, and he's been one of those guys that people have been reported dead like several different times. He's had a death hoax.
And Fats Domino, his real last name was Domino.
Yeah, he was a junior.
His
Antoine.
Name is Antoine Domino.
Antoine Domino Jr.
You know, with all this, it's amazing because I'm sure every other radio station is talking about Jeff Flake has decided to run. And we'll talk more about Jeff Flake
because
that's
was a big deal,
story.
Yeah.
But Fats Domino passing away. That's kind of sad.
And that sucks. You know what? Speaking of Jeff Flake, we might as well get you up to date, shall we?
Okay.
All right. It's time for CNN.
Mark and Neanderthal present CNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
Yeah, let's do the news of the day set to Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
All right. We'll start it off with the big story. I don't know what happened with Jeff Flake. I was too busy staring at Carrie Lake.
I understand.
Yeah, she's a looker. Yep. My God, is she beautiful. A good-looking woman and fantastic at the news.
Fats Domino's gone. What a great name. As he once sang, ain't that a shame.
There you go, right there. And you know what? I guess I will do the same. All right. We say goodbye to Fats Domino, but at 89, it was time to go.
I suppose it was, and we apologize for not having anything about Benson, but it's very difficult to rhyme with his last name, Guillaume.
Yeah, Guillaume. Although, here we go. We lost a legend named Robert Guillaume. The Lord has asked him to come on home.
Yeah, the Lord
there you go.
Him home.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is the most serious thing we'll talk about this morning for the next 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Jeff Flake, our senator here in Arizona, who said yesterday he will not seek re-election once again.
And then he proceeded to light a fire at the end of the bridge.
Yeah, he did. He really went after President Trump yesterday, you know. And it's interesting. No matter what side of the fence you're on, it's funny because people say, you know, he's retiring now and he's retiring from the Senate and, you know, he took a stand. He did something courageous. I would refute that. And I don't necessarily disagree with his choice or some of the things he said yesterday. But I will say that's not very brave when you're on your way out. It's like when you give 2 weeks notice at work.
Yeah, it's like having senioritis and you've already checked out of all your classes.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose.
No, and I'm not saying it's cowardly. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's normal.
It's not brave, though. Hearing all the talking heads are sitting back going, you know, boy, it's amazing to see. You know, the guys that are all stepping up and saying what they're saying, the John McCains, the Bob Corkers, the Jeff Flakes, all of them are quitting. So they're not doing anything brave. They've already checked out. They've tapped out. They've got nothing to lose. It's the guys that are running for re-election. If you want to take a stand, step up there and then have to face your constituents afterwards.
Right.
That's
I'm
all I'm
not,
saying.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's cowardly either.
No.
I'm just saying it's the normal course of events. It's the kind of thing that we all do. Really.
Yeah, Dillagaff. Dillagaff has it's the Dillagaff effect.
What does that mean?
It's doesn't just look like I give a
okay. Yeah. It's just when you don't have anything left to lose, then you can speak your mind and be free and everything like that.
Well, the good news is, though, for the next 18 months or so, we can look forward to stupid name puns and, like, dumb name calling on Twitter back and forth because, let's face it, the guy's name's Jeff Flake.
He's got the perfect name.
It's so easy. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be so easy for...
You know what? That's such a funny name, too, Jeff Flake.
Why?
Because, well, if his first name were just Jeff instead of Jeff, it would still sound the same when you said his full name, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Jeff Flake.
I actually just mentioned the lovely Carrie Lake.
From Fox 10.
Because I was doing it. I think her husband's name is Jeff.
Jeff Flake. Right, Jeff Flake. So she's married
Jeff
to our senator?
Lake. No. She's married to Jeff Lake. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Jeff Lake, but Jeff Lake.
So his last name is Lake, and when you say it, it sounds like he's
Jeff
the
Lake,
senator.
Jeff Lake, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like the exact same. All right, so let me ask you this question. Yeah. Who's got a hotter wife, Jeff Lake or Jeff Flake?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
That's my point.
It's such a funny name.
Yeah, if he was Jamarcus Russell's brother, he'd be Jeff Lake. Just saying.
Okay, here's my thought.
Okay.
Another serious notion here.
All right.
Senator Jeff Flake.
Okay. He's not to be confused with Jeff Flake.
Right. He'll be gone from the Senate in about a year and a half.
Okay.
And he will step down.
All right.
I believe he will run for president in 2020.
I think that's possible.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's possible.
Do you know what his slogan will be?
I do, and I would rather you not say it, please.
His slogan will be...
No, don't. Please.
Flake... it'll be, Flake America Great Again.
No.
Flake America Great Again. That will be his slogan.
Can you imagine if Carrie Lake were the first lady, though? My God. Hottest first lady ever.
Well...
Ever.
Jeff Flake's wife would fill that bill also.
Yeah, but... Doesn't fill a dress like Carrie Lake does.
Oh, I beg to differ, sir.
All right. See, already, the guy isn't even elected, and we're already disagreeing.
Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.